OC Catholic Radio and the Diocese of Orange are pleased to present the following homily by Father Robert Spitzer. This was recorded high atop the Tower of Hope in the Chapel in the Sky on Christ Cathedral campus.
Today's gospel reading, Jesus certainly gives truth in advertising. We can almost be certain this is the ipsissima vox, the very literal words of Jesus, because Jesus uses this unique expression, "Amen, I say to you," or sometimes he uses the emphatic ego, which is a Greek translation of "Amen, I say to you." So ego, lego, right, in Greek. When you say that, it's kind of totally unusual, and it really is generally a translation of the Semitism, "Amen, I say to you." And that really is when Jesus is making a solemn declaration, when he is either changing the law, reinforcing the law, right, or when he's making a proclamation that's as close as you're going to get to a divine declaration of something, he uses this expression. So in today's gospel reading, he says, "Amen, I say to you," with this supreme sort of solemn declaration. He says that any one of you who have given up mother or father families for my sake, I say to you, you're going to get back many mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters in the present age. And you're going to get persecutions besides, and then eternal life and the life to come. So these are the three things that he is solemnly promising and professing. And is that true in my own life? As they say, celibate priest, gave up family and so forth. And this is what Jesus is being petitioned about. You give your life up for the kingdom. Did I get many more mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters and so forth in this life and the life to come? Absolutely, unquestionably. I've been adopted by, in fact, a whole bunch of families right in this very room. Adopted by Great One's family, Joan's family, definitely adopted into Joe's family, definitely adopted into the Negretti family. I mean, my gosh, I couldn't have it any better. I got all kinds of mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters in the present age, and it's just wonderful. And I think this is the experience of most priests. If you're happy, if you're just, preaching the word of God, faithfully and in ministry, you're going to get adopted. And what could be a better experience than that? So that's number one. Yeah, I think that's a very true statement. And persecution besides. Yeah, you're going to have persecutions. Because anytime you kind of give your life over to Jesus Christ in ministry, which is what he's talking about, in this particular case. Anytime you give your life over to Jesus Christ in ministry, you're going to have to make some tough decisions. You're going to have to say no to some things and yes to some things. And believe me, when you say no to some things, all heck breaks loose. And I'm, having been a university president for 11 years, I assure you, the minute you say no, you're going to get people who go, "Not no." And of course, they'll do anything they can to undermine you. How dare you not let us bring Planned Parenthood, the biggest abortion provider in the world, onto the campus? Trust me, you're going to get a lot of flack. And what Jesus means here is, yes, in many cases, he's talking about persecutions in the sense of martyrdom, in the sense of torture, in the sense of being brought to trials and judges. But he's talking about persecutions in a much broader sense that the Greek word allows for. So you basically get persecutions like, just being ridiculed, being literally excluded from all kinds of groups, being sort of persecuted in the press, etc., etc. Just, you can be sure you'll get that, because you're going to be forced into a situation where you have to choose Jesus above the culture, above the world. And when you do that, second point of the promise, it's going to come true. So why wouldn't I believe the third point? And that is to say that if we give our lives over in ministry to Jesus, if we do our best to serve that kingdom, it doesn't have to be just priestly ministry, right? In any form of ministry where we're basically trying in some way to evangelize, to take a leadership position in some form of ministry where you're going to have to put your life on the line in some way, Jesus says, you're going to get eternal life. You know, if you hang tough in there, if you remain faithful in that ministry, if you follow me, you'll get eternal life. And so it's a promise. It's the part of the declaration. And so I know so many of you are involved in so many different ministries and there's so many different ways in which you're helping. And just remember that. When you're experiencing the great parts about ministry, where people love to adopt you and associate with you, when you're experiencing the persecution part of ministry, when people reject you and not only exclude you and ridicule you and marginalize you. And just remember, at the end of the day, your ministry will be paid back 100-fold. No, eternally fold, infinitely fold in the life to come. Amen.
The preceding homily was brought to you by OC Catholic Radio and the Diocese of Orange. If this message inspired you, please post it on social media and share it with your friends.